Welcome to Science Talks with Isagenix, where different scientists, nutritionists, researchers, and experts from the Isagenix Center of Nutrition and Science, ICONS for short, break down the science behind Isagenix products and nutrition and health in general. My name is Taylor Malham. I am an Isagenix nutritionist and nutrition education specialist, and today I have the honor of having Dr. Katie Carpenter with me. For those of you who don't know Dr. Katie, she is an exercise and communication specialist here on the research and science team, and she received her PhD in kinesiology from the University of Houston. She has done some major research on one of the star ingredients in our immune shake booster, Wellmune, but that's a podcast for a different day. And today is actually Katie's two-year anniversary here at Isagenix. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
Well, we are so excited to have you here today. Today we are going to be focusing on physical activity. I know we all know to some degree that we should be getting out there and getting active every single day, but I think there's sometimes a lot of confusion as to what counts as physical activity and why it is actually so important for us. So, Katie, can you kind of break down how much physical activity everyone should be getting each week and what that is?
Yep, absolutely. So the American College of Sports Medicine just came out with some new guidelines late last year in 2018. And those guidelines say that everyone should be aiming for 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity every single week. And at least 2 days should have some kind of resistance training. But you really want to make sure that those days are not consecutively. So you want to do some resistance training, say Monday and then on Thursday, for example. But really those 150 minutes can be broken down into 30 minutes 5 days a week. You can have 10-minute snippets throughout your day. It's just really that 150, that's what really counts for good health. And keep in mind that these guidelines are just for health benefits. They're not really for trying to lose a lot of weight, for example, or trying to keep up range of motion. They actually also included some flexibility guidelines this year as well. So 2 to 3 days of flexibility exercises like stretching or yoga are really important to help maintain range of motion and balance and prevent injuries. And especially as we get older, we need stuff like that.
Wow, that's really interesting. And that 150 minutes, it sounds so scary, but you're right. When you do break it into 30 minutes 5 times a week, it is so much more manageable. And then, yeah, those 10-minute breaks, like you were saying, is just perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then flexibility, that is so interesting. I never think of that with physical activity, so that's pretty cool.
I know. It's really cool that they added this to just really go over just those day-to-day activities and range, like I said, range of motion, but just maintaining that everyday activity level. As we get older, sometimes that really falls by the wayside and the balance kind of goes. So maintaining your flexibility can really help with all of that.
I totally agree. My husband had never stretched in his life before, and he just started stretching regularly and has literally noticed such a difference.
You really do. You're not as tight. You're a little more relaxed and loose. And a lot of studies have been done in yoga, and they actually show increased athletic performance in those who incorporate some types of yoga moves and stretches into their routines.
Wow, that is so interesting. I love that. Okay, so if somebody has never worked out before, how should they start? Can they just jump right into a spin class? What are your recommendations?
Well, they can, but they probably shouldn't. But first and foremost, everybody really needs to check with their doctor before starting any type of program. Just make sure that you're getting cleared for other health reasons and anything like that. But really starting slow is key. I mean, you can jump into a spin class or CrossFit or something like that, but you might really hurt and, you know, be really sore for several days after. And that can really hinder your progress in getting started into a regular routine.
I've totally done that before where I go too hard my first day back and then I can't move for like a week.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not fun to do that. And then you really lose that motivation that keeps you going day after day.
And you can get injured. So
yes, exactly.
Very important to be careful there and always talk to your doctor before you start anything new, especially a new workout routine.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think it is also important to keep in mind that the benefits of daily exercise or physical activity don't only come from those super strenuous activities that we were talking about, you know, like we've mentioned, spin class or, you know, training to become the next CrossFit champion. All are great goals, but, you know, they're not necessarily they're not necessarily an option for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I know you and I were talking before this, and there's actually a lot of research showing the benefits of physical activity, specifically long-term weight loss, with walking being the main intervention. And I love this because it shows how physical activity can truly be achieved by pretty much everybody by simply walking.
Yeah, so physical activity doesn't just mean those sessions at a gym. And really, that's more of like structured exercise would be those gym sessions. Physical activity is just those movements that you do every day. Taking the stairs, parking far away from where you're getting to, walking instead of driving to check the mail. I mean, that is such an easy way to add some more steps in if you just have to walk around the block to get your mail.
Picking up a toddler.
Exactly, which we all know I do quite frequently. But those are all really good ways to just fit different movements into your day rather than spending that time at the gym. I mean, and that's got different benefits as well, and that's different exercises have different benefits for different people, and people like different things, but just trying to fit it in where you can is a great way to get started. And then just really a great way to stay active and to help maintain that weight loss, like you said. I mean, we might not think of weight maintenance being such an important part of, or exercise being such an important part of weight maintenance, but it really is key.
Totally. And I think a good point, too, something I was just thinking about when you were saying that, is oftentimes the best lifestyle change is one that's, you know, attainable long term. So for a lot of people, going to the gym every day is just never going to be their long term solution. But walking around the block is such an easier thing to fit into their lifestyle. So I think that's really important.
Yeah. Too. And here at the corporate office, I mean, we all see them. People get out every day and take walks around the building. And it's a great way to just fit in some extra steps.
I totally agree. Okay, so you mentioned this, and I think we should talk about this more. So weight loss can be a benefit of physical activity. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about this a little bit, and what are some of the other benefits that we might not think of when it comes to physical activity?
So most people, especially when coming to Isagenix, really focus on the diet part and the nutrition part of losing weight. But really, that physical activity and getting that extra movement is a great key to really maintaining that weight loss. So a lot of studies have actually shown that exercise is key to keeping that weight off long term. And like you said, there have been studies in walking and adding resistance exercise to really maintaining that weight loss. Other benefits that we might not think of right away are better cognition, focus, memory. You know, as we get active, we can really start to see some of those changes. Better sleep. I know we all experience better stress relief, you know, just getting different ways to kind of get some of that out.
I totally agree, especially with the stress relief part. That mm-hmm. is like my biggest tool personally to mitigating stress. And then I've also seen studies, too, on it, like, you know, supporting increased metabolism, healthy mm-hmm. aging. There's so much really cool research out there about physical activity. I know we could talk all day about
that. We really can. And I think increasing metabolism is a really good point. Body composition changes as you lose weight. And if you don't incorporate exercise, resistance exercise or strength training in particular, a lot of that weight loss can just come from fat loss, but it can also come from losing some muscle. So you're losing that lean body mass as well. So adding that resistance training can kind of mitigate some of that loss from muscle.
You're so right. And I think a lot of times when people make this healthy lifestyle change, they start fixing what they're eating and then they start working out, whether mm-hmm. it's resistance training or whatever it may be, and they don't see that drop on the scale like they expected. They're oftentimes discouraged, but really, you know, it can be coming from a growth of muscle. Whereas in the past, when they've lost weight, they're losing a ton of that muscle mass.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why taking pictures and measuring is so important.
Mm-hmm. Trying to see how your clothes fit. It's, you know, it all changes a little bit differently when you start adding exercise to your routine.
Okay, so now getting more into structured exercise, different ways to do it. What are some of the popular types of exercise out there, and can you talk to the benefits of any of them, or maybe how to determine what the right one for you is?
So really, most people, when they think of exercise, their mind really goes straight to cardio. So riding a bike, running on a treadmill, you know, classes swimming. Of swimming of some kind, group exercise classes, a lot of those are really cardio or endurance focused. Resistance training is really important, and that's those strength exercises. And I'm not just talking about lifting weights here, but you can do so much with just your body weight. push-ups, burpees, different things like that can really be good ways to incorporate other resistance training into your day. And then there's also, which has been so popular lately, is high-intensity interval training. And here you can get a lot of exercise. You really can get a lot of bang for your buck in such a short amount of time because you're really working out at really high intensity. So ranging from 30 seconds to several minutes with a little breaks in between are a really good way to start incorporating that.
I love HIIT too because you can go to the gym and you can be just – or go to your, at your house, wherever it may be, mm-hmm. and spend like 30 to 40 minutes doing a really intense interval training regimen that you can find on the internet. And at the end, you'll feel just so good about yourself. But it was only 30 minutes, and I think that's the best.
I think there's even some seven-minute workouts out there that do like 50 seconds on and 10 seconds off, and they're really intense, and you're actually tired at the end of them. Like, you've actually gotten a good workout.
And I know a lot of our listeners, like you, have young children. Doing an hour and a half on the cardio or on a cardio machine is just oftentimes just not an option.
Exactly.
So having something you can do inside of your house, body weight, high intensity, that's really amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to note that really just household activities or everyday activities can be incorporated in as well. So, like I said, taking the stairs instead of the elevator or walking around your building at lunch or parking in the furthest parking spot. Those are ways just to incorporate little bits throughout your day that can really add up.
Got it. Okay. So that's good to think. So if you're cleaning the house, just know that you are actually benefiting your health.
Yes, exactly.
So for all of those amazing forms of exercise you just talked about, are all of them worthy of some kind of sports supplement? Like what AMP products would you use to support each one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our AMP line is really great and really pretty much everybody can take most of our AMP products. But for like strength or resistance training, any of the pre-workouts we offer would be a great option. Nitro and Nox could be taken before. You can get that extra like pump feeling from the nitro. And
I love the nitro.
Yeah, I think most of us do. And then Nox is great to just really elongate your exercise and really for endurance exercises and just really get some of that increased blood flow. For endurance, you can also have an E-shot right before. I mean, if you're not wanting the other ingredients in something like nitro, but you really want that caffeine, take an E-shot. I mean, caffeine's one of the most highly studied supplements for performance and getting, like, increased time trials or increased time to exhaustion have really been shown in supplements like caffeine.
I've even taken an E-shot with me on a run and taken it, you know, 30 to 45 minutes in just for that little extra boost to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, for HIIT, nitro obviously would be a great way to get that pump and that exercise. And then you can always take Recover all through, or you can sip on Recover after and then hydrate through your workout to get some of that electrolyte replenishment. And, I mean, we know people that sip on Recover the whole their whole routine. So getting those branched chain aminos would be a really good idea. So you can incorporate most of the products into your whatever kind of routine you're doing. And then for people that are really just into the daily activity, I always recommend Power as a great option. It has that creatine in it, which has so many benefits for just overall health, bone density and brain function, and especially like women or vegetarians that don't eat meat or a lot of animal products where the creatine is normally found. That's just a great everyday supplement.
I agree. Yeah. Or even I was just thinking while you were talking too, AMP Nox. I mean, if, you know, heart health is something you're concerned about or interested in, taking AMP Nox every day is a great option as well.
Yeah.
And I think another thing too that I hear a lot is a lot of times it's women specifically. They don't believe that their workouts are worthy of a supplement.
Right.
And I think anytime you're moving your body and you're taking the time to benefit yourself, it is always worthy of something that's going to help you get the most out of that workout.
Exactly.
Whether it's nitro, Power, E-plus, coffee, whatever it may be, it's definitely going to help you feel better while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to take the time to work out and to incorporate this exercise into your daily life, you might as well get the most out of it.
Yeah, and I love this. I love this talk too, because I think as talking about women especially, a lot of times a lot of us are intimidated in the gym. And I think this just goes to show that you don't need to be a gym rat to really get those benefits of physical activity. You can do it in your home, wherever you are. You can reap the benefits.
Yep, and I think just getting it into every day makes it, and breaking it up makes it a little bit easier to reach that 150-minute goal. Because, I mean, if you just look at the minutes, that is kind of lofty, but and it can be very intimidating. But just incorporating it into where you can and not thinking of it as just 150 minutes, but as just little breaks throughout your week.
Yes, a little you time.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Katie, for being here to talk about physical activity. We can't wait to have you on the show again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Product statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if adverse event occurs.